really probably the beautiful story about the Kedusha. Pambo, Shnei Talmidim, Chachamim, Lamagid. Two Talmidim, Chachamim once came to the Magid of Mezrich, the Rebbe of Kedusha. Vishalu, Ketzad, Nitan, Lavore, Chalaroa, Kishem, Shemavorchim, Alatovit. Moram Bracha says, Kishem, Shemavorchim, Alaroa, Shem Shavorcha Malatova, Kach Mavorcha Malaroa. Just like you have to make a bracha and praise God for all the wonderful things that happened to you, you also have to make a bracha and praise God for all the terrible things that happened to you. And somebody came to Magid of Mezrich and asked, how is this possible? How can anybody make both brachas with the same enthusiasm? Shochem HaMagid Leber Reb Zusha. So Magid told him, if you want the answer to that question, go see my disciple, the Rebbe Reb Zusha. So the two Talmidei Chachamim went to the Rebbe Reb Zusha, nichnasu the Beis HaMedrash, and you all know, or many of you know, that Rebbe Reb Zusha was poor his entire life, wore rags, used to sit in various Batei Medrash, sleep on the floor or on benches, and so on. So they came into this dilapidated Beis HaMedrash, nichnasu the Beis HaMedrash, mitzahu Yoshev, v'godim kruim, uvluyim, they saw him wearing torn and tattered clothes, v'sipru lo she'amagiv sholcham elav, and they told him that they were sent by the Magid of Mezrich. And he should teach them how is it possible to enthusiastically make a blessing over evil and suffering. Na'anah Rav Zusha, the Rebbe Rav Zusha answered, Vadai tos b'yedchem, you must be mistaken. V'lo elai sholach eschem ha-Rebbe, surely the Magid of Mezrich didn't send you to see me. Or how can I explain this to you? Ketzad lucha lahazbe lechem zos. Bo bizman shelo ta'amti me'olam pamo shelroa. I can't answer because I've never experienced in my life anything that was terrible.
Cry.
We spoke about Rapinitas Karatsu. We passed through Shepetovka. And about the Midah of Emes, we told the story of his Talmud, Rabbi Foil of Birshat, and of another Talmud, the Rebbe of Shame. So I want to bring to your attention a story that I wanted to say but didn't have time to say in Sorry. We saw how Emes was valued in the Hasidish world, and we'll have a sample of how Emes was valued in the Litvish world. An amazing story that recently appeared in print. And this is a story about the Halta of Slabodka, Rebnotetzvi Finkel, so we'll get a little personal glimpse of who the founder of the Slabodka Yeshiva was and how he taught MS. This is from the autobiography Rabbi Hiel Yaakov Weinberg, the author of Shas and Shiva Street A.H., last Rosh Hashiva of the Hildesheim Rabbinical Seminary. In his last years, he lived in Montreux in Switzerland, where he answered Shas and Shiva the world over and also served in part as a Rosh Hashiva in Montreux. But Weinberg died in 1966. He was a graduate of the Miri Yeshiva and of the Slabodka Yeshiva. He writes as follows. Just as an introduction, when he came to Slabodka to learn, he was an Ely Nifla and immediately became a favorite, one of the favorites of the Alto Slabodka. And at the time in Alexot, the Rav was in Naftali, Amsterdam, the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter. Alexot, we were in the cemetery in Alexot, that is the cemetery today of Kovno. So you're quite aware now that Alexot is right near Slabodka. And the Rav of Alexot, Naftali, Amsterdam, used to come to the Slabodka Yeshiva. Spent a lot of time learning the base of Medrash. So the Alta made a chavrusa between Naftali Amsterdam, one of the great Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter, and this young Ilui from Pilshivki in Litta, Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. Now I'm reading the words of Rav Weinberg. Kamachas sha'alti oso, it's from Naftali Amsterdam. Vaseisli eitzo skula neged hashikva. I once asked Naftali, who was much, much older than Yair Weinberg, perhaps he'd give me some advice how I can always remember things and never forget things.